ride the tractor and farm, and even if I didn't make a million, I'd still enjoy myself.
Yeah. Well, in a little while here, you're going to be telling me I'm taking too much of your time, so maybe we better get on with it. some of these farm things. What in general would you call a place where you'd let your cattle graze or sheep?
Pasture. A pasture, of course, on this... you've got two different things here. You've got permanent pasture. Very little of that in this locality. Permanent pasture is more or less ground that is difficult to farm, and they just can't use it for much else. See. Otherwise, you'd in my locality here is it's more or less rotation pasture. Anybody that's into farming in any size with a livestock program is. It's pretty much rotation pasture, although there is now and then a farm with, just like I said, some ground that can't be farmed profitably, and we'll use it for permanent pasture completely. First, even on that program now, with your soil conservation and everything, there's new methods on that of rejuvenating that pasture every couple of years and reseeding it, and there's, it's just... might say modern methods has taken over, and a lot of the old ways that people just didn't. You had a permanent pasture, maybe some woods and cattle running in that. Whether they got enough to eat or not, why they that was their hard luck.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't use the word lot or range or.
Very little of that is used in this locale.
Well, what would you use for enclosing, the different things you use for enclosing pastures and so on?
Well, just the fences is the main thing.
Different kinds of fences?
Woven wire fence is accepted.
What kind?
Woven wire.
Woven wire.
Woven wire fences. That goes back to the state law that every farm has got to be your neighboring fence. Is legally a 4-foot woven wire fence, 4 foot high, and that's if my neighbor here refused to the farm. As you stand on your land and face the line fence, the right hand end is legally your end. You put up that end of the fence. Then, if your neighbor refuses to put up his end of the fence between you. You can take it to the judge, and they'll legally put up the fence and charge it to him on his taxes. And a legal fence is a 4-foot fence.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this kind of fence right out here?
Well, this is just a board fence. It's more or less put up for an ornamental purposes.
Do you have the kind of fence that would have these? Thin slats.
Picket fence.
Yeah.
Well, that's that would be classified as an ornamental fence in this day. Although I can remember of a picket fence being built as such, a woven picket fence.
How about when the slats weren't sharpened at the top, when they're just flat?
Well, when they're just flat, yeah.
Still call that a picket fence?
Yeah, we call that a picket fence.
Uh-huh.
My dad built a lot of them picket fences in.
I never call that a paling fence.
I've never heard of that in this locality.
Or slack fence, garden fence, anything. How about the wire fences that have little pricks on them?
Barbed wire? Well, that's a temporary type fence, more or less, although there's lots of farms fenced with barbed wire. That's just mainly to hold cattle. That won't hold anything else. You see, woven wire would hold hogs or cattle. And the term would be if you'd advertise a fence, or I would advertise my farm over there,